We always have fun.
Yes, we do. Medicare Misty, how in the world are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Do you ever sleep?
No.
You're busy all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Obviously,
the time.
You're busy with helping people with their Medicare, but you also, you sponsor incredible things in our community. You're a part of so many, I feel like, nonprofit organizations. And hats off to you and
Thank you. Entire
team. Now,
they're great.
You kind of have arms like an octopus, right? Because, I mean, when we say Medicare Misty, obviously there's several team members that's under you. So talk to us about your team.
Well, most of them have been people I've went to school with here or I've worked with here, and they were in the field or just had life changing. Spouses died, retirement, not loving their job, and they're like, "I want to do what you want to do." And then I said, "Well, come follow me," because you always think you want to do what you want to, you know, someone else wants to do, and you get in the trenches, and you're like, "Okay, I was just kidding. I don't want to do that." But they love it. Who doesn't love seniors? Talking to seniors all day, helping them through the maze, because, you know, we just went to SHRM this last weekend and talking to a bunch of HR people. Mm-hmm. And what we're hearing from retirees is for 40 years, your corporation is making a decision. And now, 40 years later, they have to make a decision. And there's so many rules and so many, and they're just getting a packet. So we're like, hand them off to us. Like, make it a smooth retirement, not like, I'm just going to stay at work because I don't want to figure out, you know, how to get through this maze.
Yeah, you've painted a great picture, because when you said that, hey, get in the trenches with me, you're in the trenches.
Yes.
Because Medicare could be extremely difficult. And yeah. What I love about this is that you've got your arms wide open saying, I'm here to help you.
Yes. And they are too. I mean, there's pastors, social workers, teachers, all on my team. So they all were already in like the social work, you know, realm. And now they're being able to do it and get paid more than social workers. So if you're a social worker and you want another job, come see me.
Medicare Misty.
That's right. That's right. Is that what inspired you, just helping people?
Yes, because I've been there. You know, I've been, you know, since raised from 16 no parents, so, and then my grandparents trying to figure it out when I didn't know what, you know, was going on. And it really was a God thing, because I wanted something fun, something like pharmaceutical. All my friends were getting into pharmaceutical. And then God's like, no, I interviewed 25 times, I never got the position. And then this girl comes in and says, hey, you want to do Medicare? And I'm like, what's Medicare? just like y'all, when, you know, we retire, they're like, hey, what's Medicare? Nobody's, you know, went through this with me. There was no school about it. Mm-hmm. Just I'm 65 or now I'm 70 and I have to figure out this Medicare maze. So it's been a joy. I feel like it's been a blessing and a ministry inside itself. Sure, you sure. know, and everybody that works for me says the same.
Yeah, I believe it. You're special in our community, and you've helped out so many. I'm reading your website, big bold blue letters. It says, insurance you need, options to choose from, agents you can trust. Let's talk about the trust part. Medicare Misty, we have other options. I feel like, especially now, right now, people are bombarded with different options they have. Talk to us about working face-to-face with one of your trusted agents, as opposed to somebody on the phone that's in, you know, Ohio or in another state.
Yes, or a country. Either one. Okay. It's very scary. Just yesterday, a lady called and she said, this guy told me I could get a food card. And so I answered a mail, not even just a phone call, answered the mail. And then she changed to this plan. She lost her $100 a month that, you know, this company was giving her every month to get a $50 food card. Well, she also didn't have medicine because she's a veteran spouse. So they have TRICARE. So now she's got a drug penalty on top of a $50 food card, and she lost her $100 a month. So we hear this all the time. Nobody, they said, yeah, you have a 50 food card, but you're going to lose this. There was no talk of that. They also did an enrollment period that was the last enrollment period, you know, for her to switch. So that's why we say, when they dangle that little sparkly thing in front of you, please call us locally and say, you know, is this legit? Because we're here. We almost have an office in every city. It's my goal. I don't have Red Bank yet in East Ridge, but I'm coming. Oodawall. We're coming where there's a Medicare Misty in your neighborhood.
I told you she's everywhere.
Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. And I just love how passionate you are about helping people.
Well, it's just they need it. It's scary. It's sad. And especially they're getting rid of Part D, the donut hole next year. And so there's going to be a lot of calls saying about that. And I just talk locally like you're little. Stranger danger?
Yeah, stranger danger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't talk to them. Talk to us locally.
Of course. That totally makes sense to me. Before we let you go, now, when it comes to deadlines, and I know here in the last couple of weeks, people are getting letters in the mail, right?
Yes.
Tell us what we need to know about the letters we're receiving
okay. And
what that looks like in the future.
Well, there's people already, because it's a law effect about the donut hole going away in 2025. That's why we're allowed to talk about it now. Because usually anything that's released for the next year, we can't talk about till October 1st.
Okay.
So October 1st, you're going to get an annual notice of change letter. That's what you have now and what your plan is going to for 2025. Of all the years that you've ignored that letter, this is not the year to ignore it, because since they got rid of the donut hole, it's going to cost. And they said some plans are hitting this year. Some plans may not hit till next year, 2026 enrollment. Yeah, the enrollment of 2025 for 2026. But still pay attention this year on what that letter is and what your changes are. Because if you go to the pharmacy in January and your plan is tripled to $175 or $200 a month, you cannot change in January unless we can find you a special election period. So please pay attention. That's what I'm stressing. Even, you know, we've talked earlier every Monday, I'm trying to say, please look at that letter, because they get so much and it's so hard. Mm. So what you don't understand, we're here to, you know, make it easy for you. And remember, I started when I didn't know what Medicare was. So,
yeah. Okay, that's why we have you in our community, to help
that's
us
right.
out
exactly.
with this complicated paperwork.
All right. Thank you so much for coming by and talking to us about this and helping our listeners get the help they need.
Yes.
Thank you both for y'all do.
You bet. And Misty, give us a website.
Oh, yeah. MedicareMisty.com. And my phone number's on there, too. We have one number for all five offices. So 423-777-5577.
Thank you, Misty.
Have a good day.